Hello, dear children. I'm Mannequin. By the way, I'm almost as big as you are. Actually, you can't see me, but I'm here. I'm an imp, actually a story imp. And imps are nature beings. There are lots and lots of them in nature. We like to laugh, just as you do too. We like to sing and dance and hop around, just like you. And we experience a lot and also have lots to do. So there's lots and lots to tell. Now, let's see what kind of a story we've brought along for you today.
Thanks, Mannequin. Hello, children. Today we're going to hear the story about the squirrel Frisky. You probably know these medium-sized rodents that run and leap around in trees. Our story starts this way. Deep in a thick woods, where no person is able to get through, lived the little lively squirrel, Frisky. We'll now take a look at such a squirrel, and I'll play a little music on the harp. Squirrel Frisky felt at home on a beautiful, healthy tree, way high up, where he was totally undisturbed. Frisky had set up a comfortable home in a tree hole. Frisky had lived in this tree hole for some time. He was friendly with the animals of the woods, the woodpeckers, the big owls and the little owls, the foxes, deer, and stags. He was also friends with the ants, the beetles, and all the other small and big animals. Dear children, you can surely imagine how in summer the animals in the woods all live happy and playful and unconcerned lives. But when winter arrives, they look for protection and a quiet place. The winter resting time also now came for Frisky. However, he had gotten in a lot of provision. Many supplies were stored in one of the rooms of his house, healthy acorns and tasty nuts. You have to know that squirrels do not hibernate. For them, it's only a time of rest. Now and then, they leap around in the snow and rejoice over the white splendor. The children of creation, that is, the animal children, know about the creation life in everything, deep within. They sense that every snowflake is also the life God. But back to our story. In late autumn, Frisky made his rounds. He ran through the woods, happy as ever, for he felt great. He had everything that he needed for his life and was therefore thankful to the great Creator. He leaped here and there, paid a visit to the foxes and wished them a good and peaceful winter and that they would see each other again in spring. And the foxes, who had nestled into their den, wished the lively squirrel all the best. He hopped along to the deer to also wish them a good winter rest. He didn't need to say goodbye to the birds because they were also very active in winter. From time to time, Squirrel Frisky paid a visit to the owls because they stayed in their warm houses when there was lots of snow outside and it was bitter cold. During the winter, many of the birds visited him every now and then in order to warm up in his cozy home. Sometimes they sat together on a branch of the tree, told each other stories from their lives, or sang a song, all depending on how high the sun was. The animals felt the sense of togetherness, and deep peace drew through the woods and fields. And so the story continues. Dear children, squirrels have to frequently get some exercise and run about. And Squirrel Frisky didn't go for a walk just for himself alone, because when on an outing, he visited his friends, the animals, again and again. When Frisky returned to his warm, cozy treehouse after a winter walk, Spotty, the great spotted woodpecker, sat in front of the door. Spotty thought that Frisky must be at home and desperately knocked on the door. Hello, Spotty, called Frisky happily. Here I am. Oh, sighed Spotty, relieved. What luck. I thought something had happened to you, or that I would have to wait for hours. What's so important, then? Asked Frisky. Can you help me? Asked Spotty. I've hurt my wing and can hardly fly. With great effort and hardship, I managed to climb up the tree. That was really strenuous for me. Well, said Frisky, first come on in. Settled in the treehouse, Frisky asked again, Tell me, Spotty, how did you hurt your wing? Alas, he responded. I did not pay attention. I had just gotten angry, and my thoughts were not exactly positive. And it happened right afterward. I got stuck in a small branch. When I got free again, I noticed that I could hardly fly. I thought about what to do, and you occurred to me. We're good friends. Of course we are, said Frisky. Now we have to think together about what can be done. Get comfortable on the sofa. The woodpecker was very thankful for the offer because he was exhausted. Frisky said, The best thing would be that I run quickly to the elves and fetch a salve from the elf doctor and a bandage for your injured wing. Don't worry, we'll manage it. Until you're healthy again, you can stay here with me, because it can snow more every day. And where should you go then? Agreed, responded Spotty, and was really glad about this offer. Frisky ran off quickly and asked the elf doctor, who lived very nearby, for advice and help. The elf doctor packed salve and herbal dressing and bandage into a knapsack and gave it to Frisky so that he could carry everything. At the same time, he gave him exact instructions and said, If something doesn't work out, bring Spotty here, because we have space in our animal clinic for him. Frisky thanked him and ran back to his treehouse as fast as he could. Having arrived home, the squirrel carefully doctored up his friend Spotty, precisely following the elf doctor's instructions. Meanwhile, Frisky and Spotty talked about the accident. I know, said Spotty. It was all my fault. I wasn't paying attention. I wasn't living in the present, in the moment. I was totally somewhere else with my feelings. Nor were my feelings ones of creation. They were directed toward the people. Frisky said, This recognition is good. Insight is always good. If we don't do what we recognized anymore, every bit of suffering and misfortune has its deep cause, and all causes have their effect, just like with Spotty. Spotty swore that in the future he would keep his feelings better under control. Then he fell asleep from exhaustion. Dear children, Frisky and Spotty spent two eventful weeks together, and then Spotty's wing was totally healed again. For a final checkup, Spotty flew to the elf doctor. He was very satisfied with the healed wing. Spotty was thankful and happy that everything was okay with him again. He silently thanked the great creator spirit and his great friend Frisky and the elf doctor with much joy. So children, and with this, I also say goodbye for today. Pay good attention to your thoughts and feelings, just as we could learn from Spotty today. And maybe a friend will knock on our door, and we can invite him in and help him. All the best to you. Until next time.
So, that was it for today. I'll be glad to have you with us again next time. I'm Mannequin, the Story Imp.